And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking here today about masks with Mayor Ucciaretti and Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this ordinance, which, if approved tonight, would go into effect once published in the Manhattan Mercury, as I understand. Is that do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. There's some fines that would be attached to anybody violating this mask if it were to go into effect, the mask mandate. Let's talk about that first, and then we will get to the caller here after that.
Sure. It is a confusing issue, as the governor's order, for example, really lied in the statutory realm of civil penalty or civil liability that left it to the county attorney and a civil enforcement process. And that's much similar to how health orders are as well. Our ability to regulate these matters in the form of a home rule ordinance really is more like any other laws that we have, whether it's open container, parking violations, all of those kind of things that are steeped in city laws and city structure. So in order to have an ordinance, you have to have a penalty, and you have to have a fine component for that, and then incorporated in all of that are mandatory court costs that are statutory in nature. Believe it or not, in our municipal court, a lot of our court costs automatically go to the state. It's one of those state mandates that helps fund the court systems everywhere. So one of the directions we got from the commission previously was that they wanted that fine structure to be as low as possible. So we're proposing a fine structure for $5 on the first conviction, $10 on the second conviction, and $20 on the third conviction, plus court costs. The court costs are about $98. Again, those are statutory required. About $74.50 of that fine could be worked off. So community service, and that would be at the prosecutor or judge's discretion to do that. And so the key there is conviction. The other aspect, just like if you have a speeding ticket and you're going to contest it in court, you have to be convicted of that. So whether or not the law enforcement officer issues a citation immediately, they have some discretion about how they're going to arrive at that, just like they have whether they're going to issue you a warning for speeding or whether they're going to issue a ticket for speeding. So it's a similar nature in this kind of component. But there does need to be some type of fine structure in order for the ordinance to be effective.
All right. We have a caller who has a question. They've been waiting patiently. I want to get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I would like to stress some facts. Good morning. I'd like to stress some facts here about how to protect yourself a little better if you've got underlying conditions and other facts going on in your life. But if you wear safety glasses or any eye protection, because it can get in through your eyes. So if you want to protect yourself better, I'd like to see people that are worried about, especially the ones that are really concerned, if they wear safety glasses, that would help somebody around them that might not be covered. But when they cough or sneeze or just airborne, it would get into their eyes if you could pass that along. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Hadn't thought about that. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything on that, Mayor?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there are some exemptions to this also. So there are some people that just can't wear a face mask. So that's also included in the ordinance following what the governor had also laid out. But there are options. There are people who are wearing face shields, for example, or, you know, wrapping something around just their mouth. There are options to do this. The main thing is the airborne particles that are out there. So any way we can prevent that from going in to your body, it does a lot of damage. Even if you don't end up in the hospital, it can damage your lungs and such. And so I just want to say there are options on what you consider a face mask and a covering. There's going to be a big education piece that needs to follow with this. on how to wear them, what does it mean, when do you do it, and we want to make sure our businesses also understand how, you know, to implement this and, you know, think about signage and stuff. So there's a lot of, like I said, we're going to collaborate with Kansas State University, with our chamber, Fort Riley, all of these mechanisms to make sure we have good PR and good messaging out there. So we are consistent in our message, but also on what does it look like to wear a face mask? What does that mean?
We'll also have some representatives of the MHK Clinical Task Force, which is our medical community that has certainly provided some past input on this. And I'm certainly not a medical expert, but I think one of the compelling things about the mask is that typically the airborne aerosol particulate matter can get into your lungs and cause the damage, as the mayor indicated, much quicker before you develop symptoms. It's down there, it's moving up to create symptoms, and by the time you have those symptoms, you're pretty far along, as opposed to other methods of absorption in your, whether it's through your eyes or some your hands, some other method. So those symptoms may develop sooner. So it's not a pleasant virus, even though some folks haven't had a huge impact from it and seem to have a greater immune system to fight it off. Others certainly have shown, based on the worldwide and national deaths and that have succumbed to it, with other conditions that make it worse. So I think it's the facts are there about, for the most part, it does protect, provide a better degree of protection. The other aspect, as the mayor indicated, is that it's an economic consideration. I think everybody saw how disastrous the stay-at-home order was to close businesses. This allows businesses and everybody to stay open and function without putting a huge impact on our medical system.
Yeah,
and, you know, right now we are, we are testing people with symptoms. So there's a lot of people that are asymptomatic, we're not testing. So if we tested close to 3,000 people with symptoms, we have about 300 that have tested positive. So that means 10% of the people that are being tested are coming out positive. If you extrapolate that to 15,000 students on campus, you can only imagine how big that number is going to be. You know, we'll have 1,500 to 2,000. And that's just from the data we have. So,
yeah. Well, we have another caller on the line. Are they still there? Yeah, okay. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes. As responsible city officials, you make up the rules for us to lead quality of life. And we, as property owners, obey your rule about the 12-inch high grass that your code compliance enforces. And as car owners, we buy the insurance and show it to your police if something happens, or we have the driver's license to show to the police if something happens. By the same token, as responsible city people, you need to provide the testing for us to know who is going around spreading this disease. Some of the people that get it that have been on the internet go down within 6 hours, and that's not enough time to get a probable test and go through all the rigmarole. The president of K-State has actuated Robert's bioscience lab to test the employees and the students that aren't there, and the athletic people who probably aren't going to be there. So if we could get 1,000 a day tested, he's laying that many off of his employees. So if we could get into that opportunity, it would take you 2 months to test the 50,000 here in Manhattan. But we need to know who it is of the Aggieville hounds that are spreading this around and bringing it home then to kill grandma and grandpa. Thank you for your attention.
All right. Thank you for that.
Well, yeah, that's...
I'll tell you what, let's hold on the response. I got to take a quick break, and I'll let you respond after the break here, Mayor Reddy. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.